what I know. The media's job is not to tell us the truth. The media's job is to make money. The media has figured out that America is addicted to negative information. So every night at 6, what do we get?
That's Walter Bond. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining me today as we have motivational speaker, former NBA athlete and author Walter Bond returning to the show. And he's going to be encouraging us to stop being influenced by negativity. And he's going to tell us the best thing that we can do to avoid the pitfalls that really ruin our self-belief and ruin our self-worth. So without further ado, here's Walter Bond. Enjoy.
All right, you guys heard my wonderful introduction. If you're an NBA fan, raise your hand. All right, so I feel at home. So if you've seen all my highlights on SportsCenter, raise your hand. If you've seen all my commercials, raise your hand. If you have never heard of me before in your life as an NBA player, raise your hand. All right, let's get right down to business. When people talk about professional sports, they only talk about the superstars. So when we do talk about the NBA, who do we always talk about? Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. When we talk about the NFL, who do we talk about? Drew Brees. When we talk about golf, who do we talk about? We talk about one person. Now, when you get back home, I want you to do a search of your favorite teams and look at their rosters the last 10 years. And here's what you'll find. While everyone else focuses on the superstars, there's only a handful of them. They're an ultra-small minority group. Here's the truth. Professional sports are really made up of guys like me. So what I want to do today is tell you my story, but most importantly, give you some information that can help you build your business. How about that? I believe making money is easy. When I left the NBA and got into business, I doubled my NBA income in 3 years. So AdvoCare, I want you to get ready. I want you to sit back and buckle up, because we're going for a ride. How about that? But before I get started, I need some attitude. So if you want to have a good time, say uh-huh. If you're ready to have a good time, say uh-huh. You guys are ready. Here's your typical NBA story. You guys all heard it before. Young black man grows up in the rough and tough inner city, the ghetto, the projects. He plays his way out the ghetto into the NBA and breaks the curse of poverty forever, only to go broke again. If you've heard that story before, say, uh-huh. Lesson number one, if you want to be successful in business, cut off the news. Here's what I know. The media's job is not to tell us the truth. The media's job is to make money. The media has figured out that America is addicted to negative information, so every night at 6, what do we get? Think about it, people. When's the last time you watched the news, turned to your wife, husband, significant other, and said, honey, I feel real good about America? When you cut off the news, you're sad, you're depressed, and nothing is ever good news. Am I right or wrong? Lesson number one, cut off the news. If you paid attention to the media, you would think every black guy was raised by a single mom in the ghetto. I was recently at a conference and a woman grabbed me in the hallway and this is what she said. She says, wow, it was so good to see you doing well. She said, I thought all athletes struggled when they were done playing sports. I said, miss, you only hear about the athletes who struggle. I doubled my MBA income in business. Really? Yeah, really. Lesson number one, cut off the news. I'm gonna tell you my story this morning, this afternoon, and I promise you, you've never heard my story before in your life. Here it goes. I grew up in the rough and tough inner cities of Chicago. And I had a rough childhood, and here's why. My father was 6'6", 240 pounds. My father said what he meant, and he meant every single word he said. We live in what I call the timeout generation. All of a sudden, we've been reading books and watching Oprah. We got a new way to raise kids. I see parents all over America counting. Oh, Hannah, if you don't knock it off, mommy's gonna give you a timeout. I'm gonna count to three, and if you don't have your fin in that seat, I'm gonna give you a timeout. One, two, two and a half. You know what I realized? Timeouts have been around for a long, long time. My daddy gave timeouts. His timeouts were different. My daddy was a country boy from Tennessee, moved to Chicago to raise his family. Now, don't get the wrong idea. My daddy didn't freak out about little stuff, but when we had it coming to us, we had it coming to us. My sister never got in trouble. It was always my brother and I. My mother would say this, wait until your father gets home. You guys remember that? Man, that was cruel because you couldn't enjoy the rest of your day, could you? Because you knew when daddy got home, it was on. The funny thing about my daddy, he only owned three belts. He had a black belt for his black shoes, he had a brown belt for his brown shoes, and he had a third belt I never ever saw him wear with clothes. And now I come to realize that belt wasn't for him, it was for us. And again, my dad didn't freak out about little stuff, and we had it coming to us, we had it coming to us. And this is how our timeouts went. He would go into his closet and grab his favorite leather belt. And he would spank me and my brother till he got tired. And then my daddy would take a timeout. Honey, by the time I was 12 or 13, he could just look at us and we straighten up. It got so bad, I would say, Dad, I'm gonna spank myself this time. Don't even worry about it. I thank God for those timeouts, and here's why. You don't have to worry about a bond kid playing hooky. You don't have to worry about a bond kid talking back in school. You don't have to worry about a bond kid stealing the thing. You wouldn't have to worry about a bond kid sagging his pants so you can see the crack of his butt. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying go home and beat your kids. Because some of you guys are looking at me and say, yeah, I can't wait to get home. What I do advocate is to make sure your children can hear your voice. I could always hear my daddy's voice. You have children, you have grandchildren. Can your children and grandchildren hear your voice? I could always hear my daddy's voice. He would say, go out, have a good time, play with your friends, but don't let the streetlights beat you home. When those street lights come on, don't be on the front steps, don't be in the driveway, have your butt in the house. Clear instructions. Go out, have a good time, play with your friends, but don't let the street lights beat you home. When those street lights come on, don't be on the front steps, don't be in the driveway, have your butt in the house. So one day we're in the park playing football. The game is tied 49-49. It was a good football game. All the kids from the neighborhood were playing. The teams were evenly matched. And me and my brother figured out when Chicago streetlights come on, they click and make a humming sound. Click, hum. And they take about 3 to 5 minutes to fully illuminate. So me and my brother knew we had 3 to 5 minutes to get our butt home. So we're in the park playing football. The game is tied to 49-49. And all of a sudden, me and my brother heard the click and humming sound of Chicago streetlights. Click, hum. Everybody else ran to the huddle for the next play. Me and my brother just stared at each other, paralyzed in fear. And every single time, one of my friends, I can't remember if it was Pookie or Ray Ray. You didn't grow up with a Pookie or a Ray Ray? They would say something like this, Walter Lewis, don't leave now. The game is tied. All right, next touchdown wins. and my brother knew a touchdown could take 15, 20 minutes. So we had another voice competing with our father's voice. We had another voice competing with our father's voice. We had another voice competing with our father's voice. I'm happy to announce my daddy was undefeated. Can your children hear your voice? Here's why it's important, because when they go to school, their peers are talking in the lunch line. They're talking on the school bus. They're talking at lunchtime. They're talking at recess, installing their value system into your children. But if your children can hear your voice, they won't adopt a value system that's not congruent with you and your family's value system. I could always hear my daddy's voice. My daddy was a 6'6", 240-pound high school principal who said what he meant and meant what he said. I was not raised by a single mom. I didn't play my way out the ghetto. I was going to college anyway. If I needed some money, I would say, "Yo, pops, I need some money." My daddy drove Lincoln Continentals as long as this stage. So please be careful what you allow the media to teach you. If you rely on the media as your only source of information, you will buy into every stereotype known to man.
Big thanks to Walter Bond for stopping by. And his take-home lesson for us today is to stay away from negativity. And I'm going to go on a little bit of a riff here, because this is something that I feel strongly about. And though it's a much different world today, because many of us don't watch TV as Walter was talking about in his talk, but we are on social media. And by and large, the same thing applies. We get fed this barrage of negativity, and they sell us disparaging news for us to feel less than. And that usually happens because they want us to somehow buy a particular product or a particular service. So they purposely make us feel less than so that we can buy something. And they understand that at the root of it, it's our emotions that are involved. And it's so hard to stay off social media completely. So this is something that I do, and I use as a barometer, that has helped me not really feel that negativity so much when I'm on social media. So I gauge how I feel after I get off social media. So if there's a couple of days that pile up and I initially go on social media and I don't feel really good after, then I typically do one of two things. I typically either unfollow certain content that doesn't make me feel good or at least neutral, or I start to really curate more content that makes me feel really good or makes me laugh or gives me some kind of positive message in it. So maybe that's something that you can do as well to help you push away that negativity, so to speak, and try to bring in more positivity into your life, because it's very difficult to stay off social media and not get this barrage of negativity. But we can choose to do something different once we know how we feel. We have to feel that awareness, so we have to be mindful of how we feel while we're on social media or after we get off social media. So hopefully that was helpful. And hopefully the next time you go on social media, you can check in with yourself to see how you feel. All right. If you'd like to connect with Walter, you can go to his website, walterbond.com. His Instagram is walter_bond. His YouTube is also Walter Bond. And lastly, his latest book is entitled Cultivate: The 6 Non-Negotiable Traits of a Winning Team. And if you'd like to check out the last time he was featured on the show, you can go back and check out episode number 471. And lastly, I got this clip from YouTube. So if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can go there and type in Walter Bond, bigger, better, faster, Dallas speaker, motivational speaker. And I'll have links to everything that I just mentioned, along with a link to today's entire talk. They will all be in the show description right below the episode with nice clickable links, so you can go and check that out. All right. Don't forget to follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on either Apple Podcast or Spotify Podcast. I greatly appreciate it. you taking the time out to do that. And also follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see daily inspirational and motivational reels of all your favorite speakers that we have featured on the show. All right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.